This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That's absolutely not true. I've sat here and tried to think of if I have a Scott Hansen, as Reggie from In the Loop has just texted us and said, what did he say about that take?
So
that's
agreed.
A terrible Hansen take. No, he did not like that was a first timer. And I know deep down that there is like somewhere in anything. That people, like, I think 90% of sports fans have no issue with Scott Hansen. But clearly Luke does, and there's a couple of texters who are going with him. I'm trying to think if I have that with somebody else. Tyler said it's my Al Michaels take. I don't think that's true. I think a lot of people are wearing thin with Al Michaels, and my Al Michaels thing stems from he pulled that Jay Leno thing to Conan O'Brien. He pulled the Jay Leno thing and just said, stay a little longer.
That really gets you fired up.
Man, I could see the hurt and pain in Mike Tirico's Italian eyes. I could see it. I could just see it. Like, I got to sit here and act like I'm really enjoying this Kentucky Derby and this Preakness, because this is the biggest thing I'm going to do all year. Because my whole thing was I'm leaving Monday Night Football with John Gruden to come over to NBC to take over and work with Chris Collinsworth.
I love Joe Mixon.
And I'm over here having to work with Jason Garrett time and time again. Then they try to shove that Notre Dame football on him, and he gave it. I saw it.
So
I think people are getting annoyed with Al Michaels. I'm trying to think of anywhere. Ron, yours is Jim Nance. I think there are people who are not big Jim Nance fans.
Yeah. You just shut up and let me do my job.
I mean, it's just natural with those guys. Like, people think Jim and Joe Buck are against their teams, mm-hmm. You know. So I don't think I'm alone on that one. But there's got to be somebody.
Forget Juan Soto's age.
You remember that time frame we went through where everybody got tired of Dick Vitale?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. And it took that, you know, cancer kind of brought it back, which is very sad.
Yeah. I was never a Vitale guy.
Love Dick. Then it was like, all right. It was like, if you watch wrestling, it was like John Cena's moves. We all know what's coming. Every last one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk Hogan, we know what's coming. Here we go. Let's get this leg drop out the way. Let's shake our heads. Let's Hulk up. We all knew Diaper Dandies. It was coming. We could all say it with him, and it just got old. And then we lost him, and he lost his voice, and we felt better about Dick. Vitale. I just cleared that up, Tyler.
You know me.
That's one he will hang. He will let him hang. All right. This is what Nick Cayley had to say when the question was asked to him. What does a Nick Cayley offense look like?
Well, it depends on the players we got, and that's not a cop-out. That's the reality of it. So it can evolve, be willing to change and do whatever we do need to do that's necessary based on who we have and who we're playing. Whether that's, again, you want to get big in terms of multiple personnel or not, gap schemes or zone schemes, you know, committing to more play action or not, that's going to really be dependent on, you know, what your personnel dictates and who you have available. So, again, that's the great part about this year is we get to do a lot of different things and really put a lot of guys in different positions to run certain routes, some of them which some of these guys have never done anything, you know, or certain routes that we have, and they might be just exclusively outside receivers that we're working inside and vice versa. So it's a good opportunity just to see what these guys can do.
So what
can
was
you
the,
translate
I'm
that?
I've not really taken this because I've just really kind of listened to that first part of the whatever the guy. What did he say like the offense was to you?
Not a one particular thing. It depends on who's available. It depends on the matchups. It'll be fluid. I don't know. I came away with no more clarity than I entered.
Because that was the wonder was, all right, well, like, what does it look like? What kind of offense will they have? And the thought was, we've seen him spend many years in New England as the tight ends coach and on that offensive staff. And then we've seen him over the last couple of years as a tight end coach and passing game coordinator with the Rams. So we're talking the Patriots, which is the Josh McDaniel style of things. And then we're talking about the Rams, which is Sean McVay. So there's a thought was, hey, will it go either one of those? Will he go with what he's been with McVay? Will it be from the Patriots? Will it be a mesh of both? What will it be? Right there, that sounds like the Bill O'Brien style of basically it is the matchup and more of what we have as opposed to which is New England as opposed to like the Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan where we have, you know, several hallmarks of what our offense is about and what we do. Play action, you know, run game, all of that. This does sound like for the first time where he sounded like we're more over to what the New England style of things are. That's what that sounded like with a little bit of Nick Caserio in it. That's what that sounded like from, I don't know, hey, zone, run, like a little bit of everything. So it does seem like they are skewing towards New England and not the McVay side of things.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I can see that based off of those comments, but I think still it's been so vague that it's hard to really know. I mean, we're still just guessing at this point. So the idea of being a matchup-based offense, I guess, leans more towards New England.
That is straight New England. Now, it could be, you know, I'm certain he will pull some concepts, I would assume, that he got from working with Sean McVay, a great offensive mind like he has. But it doesn't seem like there is a, all right, this is what we do, and we're going to kind of run.
That's right,
Bobby Slowick was.
Yeah.
In many offenses, this is what we do, and this is what we're going to run.
Yeah, and I prefer.
We're going to run these things throughout the game, and maybe we change some things up based off what we're getting.
I prefer this method, what Nick laid out, because I think that's more of coaching. I mean, you have to react to the players in front of you, not only on your team, but that you're going up against and the opponent. And different teams do different things, and they have certain strengths and weaknesses. And that was the old Belichick of always, you know, taking advantage of their weaknesses and taking away their strengths. So I think that's a better way to approach it. Bobby Slowick, I think maybe even at times, was too stubborn with his approach. So I like the what sounds like the willingness to be adaptable as the season goes along. But still, you come out of that question or that answer, and I don't know if we still have a lot more clarity. As I said earlier, my follow-up would have been, you know, well, you know the pieces. Looking at the personnel you have here, the roster you have here, what would that type of offense look like? Because he did kind of use a cop-out. But, yeah, if we're trying to place him in one of two categories, the Rams or the Patriots, I guess he has, based off of his actions, leaned more towards the New England way. But still remains to be seen. We have to actually see these guys get out there.
D'Amico said at when they made the move, we wanted to take this offense to the next level. And the biggest move they made was Nick Caley. They didn't make a ton of big, high-profile moves. They made some big moves. Let me say this. They didn't bring in any high-profile guys on what was thought to be the biggest problem, the offensive line. Right? Got a young quarterback, got these things that he has on his plate. Do you believe he can take this thing? Like, is there belief that he can take this thing to whatever this next level that D'Amico is saying? Is there belief in you that Nick Caley can do that?
Yes, there is. Now, if I was betting on it, honestly, admittedly, I'd probably bet against it happening. But yeah, absolutely. I think that there is a chance for it to occur. We see a lot of times these guys that kind of come out of nowhere and are doing the job for the first time, like a Kevin Stefanski. I'm just trying to run through names off the top of my head, but these guys that take over offenses, even Sean McVay was a nobody when he, you know, got the opportunity. Yep. And there's just some really smart people out there. He might be that type of guy that finally given the opportunity to run an offense, he can really do some special things with this staff. Would I bet on that? No, I don't think so because of the lack of track record. But sure, I would give him the chance, chance he could do it.
He definitely has a chance. Yeah, it's just it does. It is interesting to see if people lean toward the space of, man, I believe this is, like, he's going to be good, or space of, I hope he's going to be good. Like, I hope that is the case. Some hires, some folks have made hires where it's not really a hope thing.
Right.
There's a belief.
Right.
I say they're going to be. Like, when Denver brought in Sean Payton, there was a belief.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Saints have just gotten, you know,
Kellen Moore
from Philly. I think there's a belief their offense.
Because there's more of a track record.
Yes. Yeah. That's and track record is probably where this thing rolls. Right. And now I think there's some I do like that he's come from multiple successful offensive systems. It's just what does he look like putting those together?
Yeah, and that's almost kind of a concern of mine though, because I think that's one of the laziest things that we do in this country, or I guess even just more so in the sports world, of trying to hire somebody that's close to that success. And we've seen so many teams run into problems where they just hire from the Belichick coaching tree because, like, oh, you coach with Bill Belichick? You must be really smart, too. Or, oh, you coached with Kyle Shanahan, Bobby Slowick, or Sean McVay. Like, you must be an offensive genius, too. And it's like a copy of a copy. The more times you use a VHS, the worse the quality becomes. Or the more times you make a copy on the old copy machines, the further you get away from the original, the less the quality becomes. And so I think it's similar here where you try to get that next Sean McVay because you can't get Sean McVay. But the further you move away from those guys, the lesser the quality. And so who knows if he is anything remotely close to a McVay or a Belichick just because he's been in those same buildings.
Well, all right, let's make some money.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.